It's time for Gerby's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gerby. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gerby and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gerby and Carrie Kasem.
Hey, good afternoon, Carrie.
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing just great. I am Alan Gerby, as they just said, and you are Carrie Kasem, and this is Gerby's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. It's a beautiful afternoon in L.A., and I hope it's a beautiful afternoon wherever you may be listening, whether it's on 790 right here in Los Angeles or on the internet at kbc.com. I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gerby and Wynn, and today, as usual, here I am. I am going to be the managing partner of your life. And we have some really, really interesting things to talk about today. You won't want to miss the show. We are taking negatives and turning them into positives. And before we turn those negatives into positives, Carrie, do you know that we talked a little bit about the Triple Crown last week?
I remember.
And today it's actually going to unfold right after our program. I know you are picking California Chrome, correct?
Right, from last year. Because, yeah, they can run them twice. I know, you know, I'm going to stick with my American Pharoah.
That's right.
You know, I picked
I'm going with Frosted. I'm going to, you know, I think it's kind of in tune with what my kids like to listen to and watch
heart.
On TV. The Frozen, isn't it? Frosted, Frozen, the same thing?
You didn't even get it.
In my heart?
And I said, and your heart. It's kind of in tune to what your kids like. I said, and your heart. Frosted. Cold. Oh,
wow.
Come on.
That
you can
love.
Laugh. You can laugh.
You know, that,
I'm
not going to laugh. Hey, Carrie, have you ever, when you were a kid, talking about kids, we're talking about kids, you know, my heart and everything. Did you ever play doctor?
I played emergency, or what was that meant? You know, where you have to pick out the bones of the body without touching the sides or else it beeps?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actually playing doctor.
Like, you know, I guess that we did, but not like, I think, the way you think doctors played.
Well, I don't know about that. I am really concerned because what we're going to talk about today are people who don't have medical degrees but are playing doctor, and they are actually preventing people who need sometimes life-saving treatment from getting that treatment. One of my favorite movies from way back when is The Rainmaker. That was 1997, which was based on John Grisham's 1985 novel. And you remember that movie where, unfortunately, the 22-year-old boy had leukemia, and Matt Damon, who played the protagonist, Rudy Baylor, who it was his first case, and they were trying the case, and the insurance company, which was called Great Benefits, which had no benefits whatsoever, had denied the treatment. All he needed was a bone marrow transplant to save his life. They kept denying it and denying it, and unfortunately, the little, well, he's not little, the 22-year-old died. And, you know, this is happening way too much. Today we are going to look at how this medical treatment and how insurance companies get away with denying claims, denying treatment, denying things that they don't have a legal basis to do. We call it bad faith, insurance mishandling of claims. And I see it every day in my practice. Let me give you a couple of examples, Carrie, because I'll tell you, you will probably be shocked to hear what happens. For instance, we have in workers' compensation, as you know, I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gerby and Wynn. I bet you knew that, didn't you?
You know, I kind of knew it. You had to remind me. Thank you.
You're
every
welcome.
Week I need reminding. Everything for the last year and a half.
2 years. Here's an example. We have a guy who is in a coma, and he is being transferred out of a hospital, And the doctors say that he needs to be in a subacute facility where there's medical care 24 hours just in case something happens, and also to monitor bed sores and a lot of infections and things like that. The adjuster, unbeknownst to anyone, starts negotiating with the subacute facility, saying that we won't pay the cost that they are requesting. And then he says we are authorizing it to go to an acute facility which doesn't have the 24-hour medical attention. It's just basically a halfway house where the guy will lie in a bed without the necessary treatment and precautions.
Now, is this the guy you've been telling me about, that poor guy that is not getting everything covered because they say it has nothing to do with his job?
No, that's another
one. That's another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you know, it happens all the time. We have another case of a security guard who basically was trying to prevent a theft, and he chased the perpetrator, ended up stroking out. He is in a coma, and the company is denying his claim.
Yeah, saying it had nothing to do with his job, even though he was chasing the perpetrator at the time, right soon after collapse.
And he's trying to prevent the loss. Loss prevention, that's what security people do, and then that's how this company takes care of him by saying, we know nothing about it, he had a stroke. Oh, what a coincidence, a 43-year-old guy, you know, and the fact that he did have high blood pressure contributes to what we're talking about. But for his job, he would not have been in that position to stroke out and now be in a coma $1.6 million later in hospital care, and he has absolutely no money.
Stuff like this happens every single day, and I know it because you tell me about it, and I cannot believe what some people can do to other people. It doesn't make any sense,
right.
Like the kid with leukemia. He just needed a bone marrow transplant. The kid could be alive today. But instead, nope, you know what? We're going to deny that claim. Sorry.
So how can they do it? I'm asking you, if you're listening and you've had a story like this, call us at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. How do they do it? How do they get away with it? We've talked about utilization review on this program before in workers' compensation. We've talked about independent medical review on this program before, where there's a nameless, faceless doctor, probably not even in the specialty that is required to make a decision on someone's health, and it's denied. We are so fortunate today, right here at Gervie's Law, to have with us one of America's 50 most eligible doctors.
Is that like an eligible bachelor?
A bachelor.
So
yes.
It's like eligible, not the one you want to go to. Like he's eligible. He can take patients. No,
yeah.
It's actually eligible, meaning he's somebody you want to date.
Right. Dr. Oz. Well, I don't want to date him,
no?
But you might. The fact of the matter is Dr. Oz had a program with 50 of the most eligible doctors, and he is one of them. We are so happy to have with us one of the best spine surgeons in our state and probably in the country, Dr. Hooman Melamed, and he is here to talk about what he deals with on a daily basis when he's trying to help people, trying to get treatment for people, and what he runs into with insurance companies or naysayers who deny and block the opportunity for a patient to get the treatment that he or she needs to make him feel better. If you go to his website, and it is at thespinepro.com, thespinepro.com, you will see examples of people who he has changed their life only because there was authorization for him to operate, to do surgery that changed someone's life. Now, there's another side to that coin, and we will ask him about whether some doctors are recommending treatment that is absolutely not appropriate.
Now, I did a show with a man called Dr. Aaron Filler. He wrote a book called Do You Really Need Back Surgery? And this guy got on air, and he blasted, and I'm not going to say who because he had the cojones to do it. I don't. He blasted certain hospitals for promoting doctors that would error in their surgeries, so they would have longer stays at their hospital, making more money off the insurance companies. Also, would fuse spines when there was, like, sciatica.
Right.
Would just say, oh, you know, you need your spine fused, even though it did nothing for them. Nothing. And so now you have these hospitals and these doctors, you know, shooting up the cost for the insurance companies.
That's right. And there's always two sides to every story, and we're going to talk about that. Then later in the show, we also want to welcome... We want to welcome another really great-looking guy. I don't know what it is with this show, but he isn't eligible, but he isn't a lawyer. He's probably eligible for certain things, but not according to what Dr. Oz was doing his program. And by the way, Dr. Melamed was also on The Doctor, so he's been in every media outlet. He is a rising star, and he is with the DISC clinic, the sports clinic DISC, who used to, and I'm not sure if they still do, but they actually sponsored the Power Plays at the Kings game. Just wanted to get that in there. So Joseph Janola is with the firm of Roxborough, Pomerantz, Nye, and Adriani, and he is on the cover of Los Angeles Lawyer Magazine for June of this year.
Do you have it there?
I do.
Can I see it?
Of course you can. There he is.
Oh, yeah, two very good-looking men.
Yes, and he has a lot to say about this subject. He's been doing a lot of work. It's an incredible article called Working Relationships. I'll show it to you later. We need to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Melamed after this break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Any person who makes a cause to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. Call 1-800-452-1653.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yes, I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And we have just been getting so many calls since our first segment. Most of them have been looking up the spinepro.com to check out Dr. Hooman Melamed, because he is one of the top 50 most eligible doctors in the land, and he has a lot of important things to say, and we're so proud and happy to have him here because he has done such great work for people. Dr. Melamed, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's honor and pleasure to be here.
Anytime. Now, we have to talk about a serious subject now. The fact of the matter is that you deal with important surgeries. You're a spine surgeon, and I know that you've done a lot of revision surgeries. You're actually the head of scoliosis at the Marina Del Rey Hospital. You work for Disc Sports and Spine Center. Does it ever have an impact on you when you see a denial for something that you want authorized and you know in your heart of hearts from all of your education, from all of your experiences, that it's going to help a patient?
I mean, all you know, being part of DISC or being in the hospital, the head of the, you know, being the director of scoliosis, all these things are, no, it doesn't do anything at all. And in fact, I've talked to my you know, mentors who are like professors at universities and stuff, it doesn't help at all. Like your title, whatever you've accomplished, it doesn't help.
So you can say, look, this person really needs a surgery, and they just say, oh, sorry.
It doesn't, they say it's either experimental or it doesn't meet our quote-unquote medical guidelines. And I said, who came up with these guidelines? Did you have a spine surgeon? No, I don't think so, you know.
Doesn't that bother you?
It's just so outrageous.
Because I know the type of work. You probably... You travel the country and you watch spine surgeons. And
absolutely.
If you go to his website, you'll see him talk about that because he's a student of the game. He started very young. Your father was a doctor, and you wanted to be a doctor from as far back as you can remember. Did the rounds with your dad.
That's right.
And here you are spending your whole life involved with this, and then you may get an adjuster, and nothing against adjusters, but some of them don't have the medical education. Or most of them don't have the medical education that you do, and they're flat-out denying it. And let me give you an example. Of course, I work in workers' compensation. We had a case where a neurosurgeon in Beverly Hills, very well-known. If you go to his website, you can see all of the accolades that this gentleman, this doctor, has done some great work. Needed, he requested a surgery to help someone who couldn't walk, was in horrible, horrible pain. And it was denied by utilization review. And I looked at the doctor's name. I Googled him, found him in Las Vegas at some cheesy clinic that says he only does elbows and knees. And he's making a decision on my client's back from a neurosurgeon's recommendation for surgery. How does that work into what you do?
Oh, it is so outrageous, so upsetting. I mean, at least that guy was an orthopedic surgeon. But I've had to talk to, like, family practice doctors, a general surgeon from another state telling me I can't do the surgery that I'm supposed to do on the patient.
Can't we sue here for incompetence? That doesn't make any sense. That's like asking somebody, you know, who trains elephants for a living for, you know, advice on raising, you know, chickens.
Well, you're getting...
This doesn't make any sense.
Here's the problem. The problem is... You know, when the patient buys insurance, when you get the insurance, patient doesn't know. They think, I'm sick, I go to the doctor, I get treated.
Right.
I've had patients coming to me, they want to get the surgery done, and they start crying, but then they realize all these things, utilization review, some doctor. The problem is we, as you said, the doctors can't take an action per se because I'm not the one that has the insurance. I don't have the contract with the insurance company. It's the patient. The patients need to be aware. Things like that can happen. Yes, they can. Absolutely, they can go ahead and take legal action and report that doctor to the medical board if they need it to. I've had other patients done that because the medical board is very clear. When you get your license, they tell you you're only supposed to basically give your opinion based on the field you're expert in. You can't give your opinion outside your area of expertise.
So how is this Las Vegas doctor allowed to do something where he does arms or elbows and knees and give an opinion on spine surgery? How is that possible?
It is possible because no one's standing up to it. They get away with it. You know, they get away with it because they don't stand up to it.
That's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking with Dr. Melamed, who is a spine surgeon, and we're talking about bad faith. Insurance, people don't realize, you made an excellent point, people don't understand what insurance represents. It doesn't mean that your doctor is going to get authorization to treat you the way
that
he or she feels like he should. Now, let's look at the other side of the coin. Recently, in December 2014, 60 Minutes did a piece by Scott Pelley. It was an excellent piece called Denial. And if you look on the 60 Minutes website, you can see it. And Scott Pelley was talking about all of these cases, mostly psychiatric. There's an eating disorder woman who was released from the hospital, ended up dying. All of these things that occur, psychiatric especially, taking away medications, denying medications, then suicide occurs. And the insurance company representative said that doctors are making things appear more serious than they should and than necessary, and they're doing it to make money and to get extra treatment for the patient. How do you respond to that, Dr. Melamed?
I think, you know, what you just brought up and just what Terry was talking about it earlier, I think unfortunately, just like any other field, you know, there are good doctors or bad doctors. Yes, there are unfortunately some physicians who take advantage of the system and they try to do unnecessary procedures or basically make a case that is a lot worse than what actually it is, you know, to make money. And unfortunately, it's the same thing. You have it in law, you have it in a police, a pharmacy, dentist, you know, anything else. And my thing is that why do you, all the good doctors have to get punished.
Right.
You know, you just have to go after the bad apples, you know, really become very strict with them and, you know, reward the good doctors.
And isn't it true that when you implement a system where an apple is looking at an apple versus an apple and orange, if you're an orthopedic surgeon and you have some of the top orthopedic surgeons who are reviewing your case, you would feel much more confident that they may go along with your recommendations than having a conversation with a family doctor or a physical medicine doctor or an occupational medicine doctor who really doesn't know what goes on and how you can help someone with either a surgery or other type of treatment.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had a couple of times got very fortunate that I ended up with another fellow well-qualified spine surgeon. When I talked to him, I said, oh, yeah, absolutely, this makes sense, you know, go for it. You know, they like no problem. It's like a no-brainer, basically. Those would be ideal if we have that, but unfortunately, we don't have that because a lot of the good doctors, to be honest, are too busy practicing. They don't have time to do utilization review.
Exactly. I mean, we hope that you have other things to do. Now, Roy, you're in Santa Monica. Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thanks, Alan. Glad to be here.
How's it going?
Oh, good. Beautiful weather. Beautiful Southern California weather. Can't complain.
And so you agree completely with Dr. Melamed?
No, I don't. I think the doctor is correct in many areas, but I definitely don't agree because you know, just like the case that you were talking about prior to the break, that there's other factors, there's red flags. I don't see the insurance companies doing what you folks are talking about because the insurance companies, they have to be on the up and up. They have to follow the law just like all the other corporations and businesses in the world.
And what's your basis for saying that?
Well, I work for a carrier, so I do exactly I would be on the opposite side of the good doctor.
Okay, so when you say you're on the opposite side of the good doctor, what you're saying is that you don't believe that people need treatment or surgery.
No, actually, no. I think that insurance is there for a purpose, and I think your listeners will agree with me that it's there is a lot of fraud, and you guys have not mentioned fraud to the extent I think it should be mentioned. The good doctor did mention that there are bad doctors out there, and there's a lot of bad doctors out there, and that's why a lot of us pay higher premiums is to cover the fraud costs. That's causing. Oh, go ahead.
Now, Roy, let me ask you a question. You know, if you know that there's bad doctors out there, you're an investigator, right? You're a private investigator?
Not a private, no.
Okay, so you're an investigator. So
right.
Why wouldn't you, you know, and I'm just asking, if you know that there's bad doctors out there and you have information on that, can you turn that over to the police? Can you turn that over and say, look, you know, these people are, you know, hurting us? And I mean, not just us. I'm talking about America. With all of this, and I don't know if maybe your three or four doctors that you found, you know, would stop all of it by putting them out there and saying, look, we're not going to take this anymore. Maybe a lot of other doctors would stop doing what they're doing.
Well, there's so many doctors. There's collusion between the attorneys and the doctors, and you all know that. And there are rackets, and there's there's just people that go out and they get in the car accidents and they claim the back injuries and then they get the doctor and they get the attorney who has the doctor. And so that's what we're looking for. And there are procedures to take those doctors and attorneys to justice, as you all know.
So, Roy, let me ask you this, because you make a good point.
Yes,
but the fact of the matter is that how we should be looking at our medical treatment system, starting with you're guilty before proven innocent, that you're a fraud before you're real? How does that occur when people like Dr. Melamed sees, if you go to his website, you'll see how he took a woman with a flat back who couldn't even stand up straight and gave her surgery, and now she's doing great. You know, we have to take a break. We're going to wait. Hopefully, Roy will stay on the line, and we will come back after this. and talk more about fraud versus getting treatment for Americans. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
A manhunt underway for two convicted murderers who escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York. They cut through a steel wall and followed a series of tunnels until they emerged from a manhole.
The governor has instructed me to leave no stone unturned.
New York Commissioner of Corrections Anthony Annucci. President Obama eulogizing Beau Biden, the son of the vice president and the former attorney general of Delaware, at his funeral this afternoon.
He did in 46 years what most of us couldn't do in 146. He left nothing in the tank.
Biden died of brain cancer, leaving a wife and children. 90,000 people on the stands for the Belmont Stakes coming up next hour, and that means 180,000 eyes are on American Pharoah, who may take the Triple Crown.
I think he can do it.
I want to see history. We're going to see history made today.
Went to a lot of derbies, right? This is the one year we picked to do all three. This year it's going to happen.
Last Triple Crown winner was affirmed in 1978. Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska threatened by severe weather again today. I'm Michael Toscano.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. By calling the Treatment Helpline for Drug and Alcohol Addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. Call 1-800-452-1653. 1653.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven, cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at QBSelfEmployed.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The glass is half full. Except for people like Roy, who we have on the phone from Santa Monica. We're talking right now about bad faith insurance handling or mishandling. We have Dr. Hooman Malamed with us. He's the Spine Pro at thespinepro.com. He's with Disc Sports and Spine Center. And Roy has made some good points about frauds out there. But this isn't about frauds. You know, we talk about it in workers' compensation, and everyone wants to talk about fraud in workers' compensation. What they don't realize is that 99% or 98% of the injured workers are legitimate injured workers who need help and treatment, and the 1 or 2% who are BSers are the ones that are causing everyone else to have problems. The bottom line is insurance companies are trying to save money, and that's what happens. Dr. Melamed, when we talk about having medical evidence, having medical guidelines, isn't that objective? Isn't there some objective ways to determine whether someone needs surgery or someone needs another type of treatment or whether a medication is going to be efficacious or not? We're not just throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks, are we?
No, of course not. Absolutely not. To me, it's when you do the history on the patient, you're face-to-face with the patient, you're examining the patient, you're personally myself, looking at the actual MRI and coming up with a treatment plan, which the patient participates as an active participant, and then we decide whether to do surgery or not. And then when the treatment gets denied, it's very, very frustrating by some guy who's not in your field, has only looking at some MRI report by a radiologist, who sometimes there's a mistake, and they basically forego everything else you've done. And the patient says, well, how can this doctor, you know, reject my, you know, claim for if I need a treatment? I said, I'm sorry, but this is how it is. And the patients are frustrated. The patients need to know that they need to be very aggressive, because if the patients rise up, they can put an end to this.
Now, Roy, how would you respond to Dr. Melamed when he says that he does all the due diligence, that's a legal term because this is a law show, to find out whether someone needs some treatment or not, and then he gets slapped in the face from someone who never saw the patient, that isn't in the same specialty, and sometimes doesn't have any medical records or reports to base a decision on? Are you there, Roy? Apparently not. Roy just got disgusted with this conversation and just took off, and he's doing some investigations for the insurance company. So this would be a good time to bring Joe Ginola in. Joe is an attorney with Roxborough, Pomerantz, Nye, and Adriani. He is on the cover of Los Angeles Lawyer this month and wrote an article called Working Relationships. Joe, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, you've been listening to what Dr. Melamed has been saying, and you have been involved. Your firm, I know, is one of the foremost attorney firms in the country dealing with certain bad faith claims against insurance companies. Tell us what a bad faith claim is and give us some examples of what you've been doing and the partners in your firm who are really doing some great work.
Absolutely. Well, in workers' comp, the phrase bad faith refers to something a little bit different. It actually refers to the way an insurance company handles a claim and how it ends up affecting the premium for the employer. And I know in the last couple of weeks you've been talking about the price of workers' compensation insurance.
Right.
How it's been going up. And a lot of that actually may have to do with the amount of cost control measures that have recently gone into law, but we can talk about that in a little bit, things like utilization review and IMR. But generally, when work comp insurance company engages in bad faith, they are mishandling the claim. Now, that could be, that could result in denying coverage that they should be providing, but generally it means that the claim is on autopilot, their adjusters aren't paying attention,
right.
They're not properly investigating, they're not defending, and they're probably not settling the claims in a timely manner. And, of course, a settlement is good for the claimant.
You know, Joe, you make some good points, and we have callers in this show all the time, employers calling in saying, my premiums are going through the roof, workers' comp is a bunch of crap, you know, they're all frauds and everything because my premiums are so high. In August of 2012, we had SB 863 that was passed, and that was based on insurance people complaining about the costs in workers' compensation. Employers are always complaining about the premiums, and that's how we get these new laws, because they're saying they're job killers. People are going to take their business out of California, which never happens, but they're saying we have to keep the premiums down. Now, you represent employers against insurance companies. Tell us where there's a conflict of interest and why premiums are so high.
Well, if you're an employer and you are seeing your premiums go up dramatically, and typically a large employer that's going to really be affected by this, they probably have someone on staff who is monitoring claims and monitoring employee safety, et cetera. If you're seeing claims get out of control and your premiums go up, then we're the type of people that you want to talk to, because there may be some mishandling going on there. In terms of utilization review, for example, which you were speaking about before, and how insurance companies were denying playing doctor.
Right.
And denying claims when they shouldn't
See,
be.
See, Carrie, I'd ask you if you played doctor when you were a kid. No. Joe knows what I'm talking about.
He sees a lot of people play doctor, I'm sure.
Well, utilization review became mandatory in 2004 in order to cut down on costs because injured workers were saying, well, wait a minute. The insurance company is denying the claim. The insurance company is not a doctor, so maybe I want to litigate this. So when they brought in a mandatory utilization review, the law said that only a doctor, again, in the field, which is very broadly defined.
Very broad.
Very broad. Only a doctor in the field can deny treatment. And that was supposed to reduce costs because it was supposed to add an element of trust into the system. And injured workers were supposed to be able to say, oh, okay, well, if a doctor actually did the review, I can trust it. But, of course, what we find out years later is that, like the things you've been talking about,
right.
These doctors, they're not really in the field. They don't have all the medical records. They're not doing things timely. Very often, they're barely practicing. They're semi-retired.
Exactly. They're sitting on the coast in a yacht off of Malibu because this is the only job they can get, Dr. Malamud.
Yeah. I mean, just what you just brought up here, Joe, about the doctor. You know, you want it to be a neutral doctor. A lot of times these reviewers are actually getting paid by the insurance company.
So I think all the time.
Well,
yeah.
All the time. There you go. So that's a bias. That's a bias right there. And the other thing, when I'm talking to them, I can totally tell this guy is sitting and reading me some guideline. It's like you can't put patients, you know, specifically every patient fit into a guideline. It doesn't work like that. And medical guidelines are supposed to be set up between the doctor and the patient. Insurance companies are not legally allowed to set up medical guidelines, but they're doing it.
Why aren't people, look, I know we're a sue-happy country, but why aren't people suing, like, okay, so your patient that got denied the back surgery.
Yes.
Why isn't she going after, and maybe she can't, but maybe there's some protection put in place, but why can't she go after the elbow or whatever doctor that she got that had no idea what kind of surgery she needed? Why can't she then say, okay, I'm going to sue the hell out of you for not allowing my surgery?
Well, you know what? They can't. I learned from a patient of mine because I didn't know what to do. I learned from a patient of mine. They got an attorney and they sued and they ended up winning and they had to, insurance company ended up paying the claim and everything on the permanent nerve damage the patient has. So yes, because legally when you have insurance, with the insurance company, there's a contract, right? There's a legal contract. They have to abide the contract. It's a bad faith or breach of contract. So the patient has every right to go take legal action. And I've seen patients successful, but people don't know about it. Hopefully from this show, people learn that they can take action.
Now I have a question because I have a PPO, right? I have my PPO and I go to certain doctors and I'll get a call saying, you know what? You know, we don't cover that doctor, but we'll send you a list of doctors we do cover. Well, I'm sorry, I've been going to this doctor for 15 years. What are you talking about? Of course you cover it. Why last year did you cover him, but now you're not covering him this year? How is that legal?
That is another thing that's happening. So PPO means you can go to whoever you want.
Right.
But unfortunately, a lot of patients are being sold a PPO plan, but it's actually an HMO. You can't go to whoever you want. You have to go to that specific doctor they want. And that is really not legal for them to call, because I've had my patients call me and said, I got a call saying not to come to you.
Right. I had that with my chiropractor.
It is so wrong.
They have a PPO.
Wrong.
And people should understand the difference. You know, on this point, there's an interesting a letter that went out to Henry Perea, actually, in 2013. Henry Perea is a senator, I believe, is it the Fresno area? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, it came from the medical board, the California Medical Board, and they said, Carrie Webb, I think it was, said that, again, I should be more prepared next time. I promise everyone who's listening I'm going to have that letter by me, and my staff here is just letting me down here.
Look at that.
Terrible.
Fire them all. Sue them.
Erica Wise is golfing today. But what she said was utilization review is practicing medicine, and they can be subject to disciplinary action from the medical board or perhaps malpractice.
That's right.
If that's the case, then what we need to do is put these doctors on alert that we're watching what they're doing when they're denying your patient the treatment that he or she needs based on nothing tangible or nothing medical. They're pointing to the MTUS, which is the medical treatment utilization schedule, or the ODG, any of these guidelines, and say, you know what? If you deny my patient's blood pressure medication and they stroke out, then you're going to be responsible. You're going to lose your license and you're going to get sued.
I 100% agree with you on that. But we need a bigger voice for the patients. We need the Department of Insurance and Department of Managed Healthcare to take a step for the patients. Unfortunately, they're so undermanned, and it's very hard for them to handle all these claims. We need more of a bigger voice, as I said. We need maybe a law firm or something, an agency that can represent patients who are not getting the proper treatment when they need one.
And, Joe, isn't that what your firm is doing?
Well, I think that's what you do, Alan.
I do. But let's talk a little bit. We're looking at each other. Let's talk about companies that you do represent, and I'm not going to mention any names, but some of these medical device companies have sued the either utilization review or the insurance companies because they are preventing their devices, for instance, being authorized by doctors who are requesting it.
Well, you know, let me, yes, in answering that, I'm going to piggyback on the last thing that was just said. There actually have been lawsuits brought by patients for decisions that were made in utilization review, which were successful, okay?
Yes,
now,
yes.
In workers' compensation, you just mentioned there's the MTUS, Medical Treatment Utilization Schedule. That is a guideline, and it is supposed to be treated as a guideline. It is not a hard and fast rule, because if it
That's
was...
Right.
Then it would represent the practice of medicine,
yes.
Right? Just that guideline.
Right, and we would not live in a democratic society. You are listening to Gervie's Law. This is stimulating conversation. We'll be right back after this message.
Once you become a parent, you have to sacrifice certain things, and just what makes you happy is not always what's right. Now, but that being said, I don't think that this is what signifies that she and Kris Jenner together are misled parents. I feel like having your entire family raised on television on an exploitive reality show is far more traumatic.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live, with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Get more dogs.
Are you kidding?
More T-Rage.
This is insane.
More freshly baked outrage.
Starting Monday, June 15th, McIntyre of the Morning gets 25% bigger.
It's an extra hour of scandal, stupidity, and laugh.
McIntyre in the Morning, 5 to 10.
Hey, do we get overtime for this?
Dream on, Doug.
McIntyre in the Morning, 25% bigger. Mornings 5 to 10, starting June 15th on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
That's right. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. I am Alan Gervie, and I just got a call from Dr. Denial. He said he denies 92% to 95% of all treatment requests because he can. That's Dr. Denial will be appearing at your doctor's office any day. Now, we are speaking right now with Dr. Hooman Melamed, and he is a superstar in the orthopedic surgery field. In fact, he's been on The Doctors, The Dr. Oz Show, just about every other media outlet you can think of, and we're privileged to have him. As well, we have one of the young upcoming stud lawyers in L.A. right here, and I'm looking at the Los Angeles Lawyer magazine. He's wearing the same suit. It's Los Angeles lawyer Joseph C. Ginola, as he's advising employers on the role of the Workers' Compensation Defense Council. Before we went on our break, Joe was going to tell us about how he's been working with companies who have sued insurance companies because their devices or their medical treatment modalities are uniformly denied without even getting a shot to be approved and authorized. Joe?
Right, and I can't give you any specifics, but I can tell you in general that what we're finding is that some insurance companies are taking the medical treatment utilization schedule. They are interpreting it as a strict rule, and then coming up with arguments for denying certain treatments, certain devices, certain modalities, and they are even instructing utilization review doctors to follow this logic. So regardless of what the doctor might come up with on their own, which was the point of utilization review when it was passed, that an independent physician would perform an independent analysis and use their own education and background and their experience in the practice. Instead of that, they're being instructed to go along with the insurance company's line. And in some cases, these have gotten extreme. I mean, I have had my hands on declarations that went into court from doctors, treating physicians, working in workers' comp, who have declared under penalty of perjury that they have received telephone calls from utilization review doctors and others instructing them not to provide certain treatments, and that if they continue to prescribe them, they will continue to deny them. And that's regardless of who the patient is, what the condition is. It's just this particular treatment we don't want to see anymore.
It's crazy. I mean, it's bad enough that the legislation in 863 and before have limited certain types of treatment. For instance, with chiropractic, limited to 24 visits per year, which makes absolutely no sense when you start putting these arbitrary limitations on treatment modalities that can be helping someone. For instance, with chiropractic or acupuncture or any other treatment modality that's helping and preventing someone from having surgery, I'm sure Dr. Melamed would agree that if it's helping someone, they're going back to work, they're living their life, how can we limit them?
Absolutely. This is one of the other areas that is so frustrating because, you know, we have some great, great allied professionals who can do amazing work, such as the chiropractors, the physical therapists, the acupuncture. They can help. You know, I've been hurt myself,
sure,
and I've gone to therapy. You know, when I had my knee surgery, I went to literally 70 physical therapy sessions, and my knee was better than before. And a lot of times I see the patients who've had surgery, they're only at 12 sessions of physical therapy for the year. I mean, that is so outrageous.
We see that all the time in utilization review that, you know, we'll have the surgery is authorized, but the pre-op isn't, or the post-op isn't.
It's,
you know, there's a well-known case in the workers' compensation where the utilization review was asked whether they should approve the widening of a door for a wheelchair patient in their home. They came back and they said, yes, that should be approved. They should be able to widen the doors in the home, but we're not approving the wheelchair. They shouldn't have authorization for the wheelchair. Does this make any sense?
And this is your case, correct?
No, that one isn't mine.
Okay, I want to blast that one open. I think we should. I mean, at that point, that's got to go everywhere. Why aren't the news?
Here,
you know,
here's
it's,
one
it's,
that I, here's
the news
one.
Will cover death and destruction, but they won't cover injustice.
Right.
What's going
no.
on?
Here's
here.
Here's one that is my case, and it just happened this week. And I want you to put this everywhere, because
right.
if anyone can put things everywhere, Carrie Kasem can. she is everywhere. I talked to her one day. She's in Texas. The next day, she's in Iowa. Then she's in Arizona,
Florida,
wherever. So here's what happens. I have a patient who had 31 surgeries, and finally the doctor said, well, you need to have your leg amputated below the knee after 31 surgeries. What that created was a horrible phantom limb effect with a pain syndrome.
Yes.
If they would have amputated the leg at the beginning, before the 31 surgeries, they wouldn't have messed up everything that, you know, through the spinal cord and the good leg and everything else. So he has home care. He's in a wheelchair. He can't drive. They authorize the
car, transportation to take him to his medical appointments. His wife takes care of him, but they won't authorize her to go in the car with him with the transportation to the doctor's appointments. And he can't transfer himself out from a wheelchair, from the seat in the car to the wheelchair, and his wife isn't allowed to come.
What?
Yeah, no, she's not authorized to be in the car with him. Wow, silence.
Wow. I mean, we were just talking. That's why most doctors that I know, they stop doing specifically work comp. Because
yeah, tell,
so
us about, tell us about that.
I can tell you, like, since I've been in practice for over 10 years, 90% of doctors I know, they've stopped, including myself, stopped really taking work comp. Unless there's a special request, special case here and there. But it's just so frustrating. You can't get anything treated. For example, another thing that I've seen, cold units. Having had surgery myself, a cold unit goes a long way to all the patients love it. I've had it.
What is it? What's a cold unit?
It's basically you have the surgery and you get this machine that produces cold and you can set the temperature.
Yeah.
Like to very like in the 40s. And then you put that on the incision. It minimizes the swelling. It minimizes inflammation and minimizes pain.
Pain.
Less need for narcotics and
right.
pain medication.
Right.
I've had few surgeries myself and I've had that on there. It's amazing. Every patient says, oh my God, it's the best thing. Insurance companies, medically not necessary.
And they rather authorize the narcotics, and then they claim that there's such a horrible problem. And doctors are horrible because they're prescribing narcotics because they won't authorize what you're talking about, you know, whether it's chiropractic, post-op surgical treatment.
That's right.
Joe, what do you see on your end? Because his firm is really entrenched in this kind of litigation. Tell us about what you're seeing in this regard.
Well, what you've described with these inconsistent decisions, it sounds like someone's asleep at the wheel at the insurance company who is making decisions. And if you're an employer, if you're in charge of monitoring cases like this and you're seeing these kind of inconsistent results, you're probably seeing a lot of other problems as well that are not only affecting your employees and your employees' health, but they're probably also affecting your bottom line and making your premium go up. And, I mean, what employers want is for their injured workers to get the treatment that they need so that they can get back to
right.
work.
And they want to keep their premiums down.
Yes.
And, of course, they want to keep their premiums
but
down.
But aren't insurance companies interested in increasing those premiums so they make more money that they can invest and make millions and billions of dollars on the stock market?
Why would you say that, Alan?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, we're all laughing now, but this is a very serious subject, and I really have to take my hats off to people like Dr. Houman Melamed, who's at Disc Sports and Spine Center, and the head of scoliosis treatment at the Marina Del Rey Hospital. His website is spinepro.com, thespinepro.com. If you have a horrible, horrible condition, give him a shot because he will try his darndest to get it authorized if there's a treatment that he's recommended. Notwithstanding, he's always dealing with this bad faith insurance, which we all do. Also, thank you to Joe Ginola. Joe is with Roxborough, Pomerantz, Nye, and Adriani, and they're in Woodland Hills. They are at RPNALaw.com. That's RPNALaw.com. Joe, you know, you've really given us an idea of what lawyers do to help out people, employers, employees, both, who are being screwed by insurance companies. And again, we want to thank Roy, who called in from Santa Monica. He was an investigator for an insurance company. He had a different take on all this. But this is Gervie's Law. This is turning negatives into positives. This is turning Murphy's Law upside down. And I'll tell you something, that we need to help people who need the help. Let's not focus on frauds. Let's not focus on bad apples. Let's focus on people who need help. Wouldn't you agree, Carrie?
Absolutely. That's why you're on the show. That's why you do the show. And that's what you do for a living, is you help people. So I love doing the show with you. And it just incenses me, though. I feel like if people know that somebody's doing something wrong, do something about it.
Yeah.
Do something about it.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
And visit us at Facebook. We're Gervie's Law on Facebook. If you have any comments about today's show, please do so. We'll have to do a part two. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here and for giving this insightful comment today. Appreciate it.
Alan and Carrie, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was a blast.
Thank you.
You.
All right. Well, next week we're going to be right back here at 790 KBC with another interesting issue. I think we're supposed to have Suits, Rick Hoffman, on
next
week.
That's right, Rick Hoffman. If you like Suits as much as I do, you're going to love this interview.
And I think it's premiering this season again.
It's coming. I'm so excited.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.